Good morning again. Can you hear me okay? I'm going to share with you some insights, I believe, I have about a book that Reverend Marlene really, really likes. And many of you might have read this or perhaps she shared it with you. It's called Serving with Grace, Lay Leadership as a Spiritual Practice by Eric Walker Wickstrom. And I've been fascinated with this book, and it may not surprise you to learn that many small congregations have some shared habits. And one of the common shared habits is that the majority of the work is being done in small congregations. It is being done by a small group of people, the 20 percenters. These individuals continue serving in the same leadership positions or rotate through various leadership positions as it also becomes a habit to them. Their spiritual needs suffer. They are left empty, with little reserve to call upon. Eventually, many of the 20 percenters stop leading and leave their congregation. Their spiritual home they spend so many hours devoted to is no longer their spiritual home. He notes the larger group, the 80 percenters, often feel deeply connected to their spiritual community. They are not as active in leadership, even though they have a deep desire to contribute to their congregation. They would prefer to contribute in finite ways. Unfortunately, the model acted out in leadership is one of a few doing everything forever and then burning out. This 80%, the 80% is a majority of a congregation, often wants to actively participate in caretaking of their congregation. They are unsure how to move forward, and they know they do not want to do everything. Eric reminds us that folks searching for a spiritual home want to be lit up, not burned out. Volunteer energy is not what is lacking. It is a distribution issue. He offers ideas of how to reorganize and rethink both needs and leadership structure within our congregations. Did I mention it's really a great book? He encourages individuals to understand their leadership type, their skill set, their communication preferences, and how they want to spend their time and energy. The idea I found most inspiring is saying no. I say this to you as a doer who wants to spend her time doing things that are not only effective, but that bring her joy. And it is my hope, and I believe the hope of many of the lay leaders here, as Eric shares, your no is as sacred as your yes. That here you are expected to say yes only when you can say it with an open heart and a clear conscience. And that you are expected to say no as often as that it feels like the right thing to say. He shares a fascinating story filled with guilt, frustration, and many levels of stress in which a member is able to say no to being the treasurer. While this member may have had many skills in the financial area, perhaps even a perfect fit, this member was not inspired. As the story goes, soon there was a need for someone to coordinate the annual auction, a task with a clear start and stop. The auction's usual or habitual coordinator could not take on the task. The member who before had said no to treasurer now felt inspired and said yes. Another member who wore many hats but didn't feel the need to claim the leadership now was able to support the new coordinator by offering insight to the variety of skill sets within the congregation. Those that were leading were excited and renewed. I know you're wondering about what happened with the treasurer situation. There was no one to fill that position for 6 months, and this led to some reorganization, some redistribution, and a lot of inspiration from the Board of Trustees and the Finance Committee until that role was eventually filled. And while I do not relish a year filled with out-of-the-box thinking, there is a nugget I invite you to sit with from the author. It is actually better for your congregation in the long run if people do not sign up reluctantly and with resentment just to keep a program afloat. A truly alive congregation, one that is really focused on deepening the spiritual lives of its members and making a real difference in the world, will become quite practiced in holding memorial services for their programs. Members taking inventory of personal availability, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, when implemented widely, can cut down on leadership burnout in congregations. Get to know your intentions and motives. When we agree to do something without much thought or commitment, this can leave us feeling compromised and obligated. Self-care matters. Know your edges. Howard Thurman said, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive, and then do that thing. Because what the world needs is people who are alive." As members, we covenant to be stewards in our beloved community. In doing so, may we let go of the obligations and embrace the inspirations. And may your no be as sacred as your yes.